This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury. Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. I'm joined in the studio today by
Frida Liu.
I've been your brunch.
We'll be with you as ever until 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Today, we're talking all about gamification. What is gamification? If you don't already know, I can give you a very quick definition. Mm-hmm. Or I can ask a friend of ours, who we have on a little play clip here, what gamification is. His name is Kenny Lum, and he is from Gamica, and this is what he has to say.
A lot of misconception of gamification really stems from gamification equals playing games, right? So gamification does involve playing games, but it's not only that. Gamification is to make things feel like you're playing a game. You have to give rewards that matters, and the reward is valuable to those individuals. But you got to work your way up to get that reward. For example, if you hit a certain goal, you get to go for lunch 5 minutes earlier than everyone else. If you reach a certain status, if you do something appreciated by the organization, you get to park at the CEO's spot for 1 week. Does it cost the organization anything? Zero.
There you go. That was Kenny Lum from Gamica, about gamifying work. I have an opinion on this, on which I'll hold on to for just a few minutes, but that's what we're talking about today. Does gamification help or hurt a business? Let us know. 018-789-8899. We have a poll running on Twitter. We also have a poll running on Instagram. Story number two, slightly deviating away from gamification. Will people ever overcome their disgust of lab-grown meat? Story number
yummy.
Three. Yummy. Story number three. Kale might be getting a helicopter hailing service soon. Is this in line with the flying car and the new national car?
No, these are this is actually real.
This is actually real. Story number four, how Facebook will be partnering very briefly with a newspaper over in the UK, the UK Telegraph, of course. Right, so let's talk about gamification. You've just heard Kenny Lum, and what happened back over... Let's quickly talk about Disney, for example. Yeah. All right, so Disney workers for the longest time had been working in underneath the Disney kind of... palace, if it was what would you call it? The castle, right? Mm-hmm. So they're washing and they're cleaning and they're doing the clothes and the blankets and whatever. And loud, difficult, dirty laundry work, you know, and it'd been pretty good. They'd been protected by unions. Everything was great. Things changed slightly in 2008. The union contracts were up. Disney wouldn't renew without some slight adjustments. And one of these changes involved how management tracked worker productivity. So before, employees would just track how many sheets or towels or comforters the workers washed, dried, or folded on paper notes, turn them at the end of the day. But Disney replaced that system with an electronic tracking system that monitored their progress in real time. So electronic monitoring isn't something new in the hotel business, but Disney took it slightly further. What they did was they displayed the productivity of their workers on scoreboards all over the laundry facilities. So every worker's name was compared with the names of co-workers. Each one was color-coded like traffic signals. If you were keeping up with the goals of the management, your name was displayed in green. If you slowed down, your name was in yellow. If you're behind, your name was in red. Now, the workers called this the electronic whip. It kind of pushed you mentally to keep working. It didn't give you the breathing space to actually work. So whilst his whip was cracking, the workers would speed up. They saw a higher incidence of injuries. Several people were injured on the job. The laundry workers competed with each other, got upset when co-workers couldn't keep up. People started skipping bathroom breaks. Pregnant workers fell behind. The scoreboard incentivized competition. Human competitiveness, whatever keeps us wanting to win, it's a similar thing to what was happening, even if you didn't want it to. So the electronic whip is an example of gamification gone wrong. That's just one example. I've got a whole bunch that we can use all the way through the show. But if you look at how far it's come through in the world, we have coupon dispensing loyalty programs at supermarkets. You can do things where you hand in your phone and you're printing out little coupons for a little bit later on. Driver interfaces like Uber and Grab, that's been gamified. Even things like, you know, Facebook has gamified having friends. The Tinder app has gamified dating.
Swiping.
All of that kind of stuff has gamified the life in which we live. And if we look back in time, this is all because of the computer graphical user interface. It was complicated at first. They made it look like a video game, and everybody went, oh, that's okay, we can use that. So in terms of interface using, that's what happened there.
Yeah, yeah.
So the idea was that the workers of the future would be gamers. And if you take it to the really dark side of things, even stuff like drone strikes have been gamified, you know, because you're so far detached, you're using a joystick, you're watching it through a big screen. So that's the kind of dark side of things. And our poll is showing right now on Twitter, 65% of you have shown that gamification helps a business. Like I've just said, though, there is a bit of a dark side to it if it doesn't go all according to plan. So I thought we'd have that discussion today. Arv, where do you sit with this?
Yeah, so I think what Kenny said in the beginning, that gamification is not gaming. I think that's the most important thing. A lot of people get confused and think gamification equals games.
Yeah.
If you look for the official definition of gamification, it says the application of game design elements in a non-game context. So basically, it's a reward mechanism, and it gets people to feedback system. Yeah. It gets people to sort of engage with whatever system that you have set up. In no way or form does gamification say punishment. It doesn't use the word winner, loser. There's no score system, because the moment you add a score system into your whatever you've designed,
there will be bloodshed.
Yeah, and no, then it becomes a game. It's not gamification. Yeah. So what Disney did is basically they designed a game for their staff, which is why they had people's names in red and yellow, and you know the winners were appearing on like a scoreboard and stuff. So that's when it sort of like it deviates and it goes the wrong way. So you think you're gamifying something, but gamification is supposed to be a way for people to get incentives. But if you don't perform, you're not supposed to feel like you're not performing. It's just supposed to get more people into whatever you want them to do.
I mean, if we look at it, you know, as kind of Taylorism, if you know what Taylorism was, he was an engineer who basically, I suppose, created the term micromanaging. He would follow like the best workers around with a stopwatch and see how they did it. And then he would use those timings to go to people who were like not as fast, show them how to do it once or twice, show them the time. And if they didn't keep up with that time, they were out of the door.
Yeah.
You know, so nowadays, a lot of gamification has almost become Taylorism 2.0. You know, in companies like Amazon, for example, and even companies like Disney, they have these scoreboards. And if you are not in the scoreboard, off you go.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I did an interview now. I can't remember the name of the company, but from Andrew Lau. The psychology behind gamification, and that's where it is. And there are actually six or eight stages of psychology behind every game, behind every gamification exercise at work. It could be something as simple as people just having the scarcity and abundant mentality.
Right.
And so you do that sort of game around it. And it comes, and sometimes the gamification gets a little bit more sophisticated when it's like, I need to be significant. So it gets to be a little bit more sophisticated. And I think it is very effective when you're trying to work at some psychological behavior, psychological change, and you know it's all about the mind. And I akin this whole thing to how it's about experiential learning, right? I mean, we remember the games we played at school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We remember the exercise because we played around it, right? So I think it's just like whether it's to then remember what you have to do at work, but if you put fun into it, you'll remember it.
Yeah, okay. Well, just to quickly touch on what you were saying about punishments, one company that does do that, local company, Grab. If you don't use their app, you go down in score. You go down in ranking. That affects your membership and the rewards that you get.
Yep.
Slight different. But to touch on the thing about you were talking about, like psychological behavior, there's a guy called Taewon Kim from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. And he warns that gamified systems have the potential to complicate and subvert ethical reasoning. He cites the example of a drowning child. If you save the child motivated by empathy, sympathy, or goodwill, that's a morally good act. But you say, let's say you gamify that situation, say you earn points for saving drowning children, your gamified act is ethically unworthy. providing extrinsic gamified motivators, even if they work as intenders, deprive us of the option to live worthy lives. The workplace is a sacred space where we develop ourselves and help others. Gamified workers have difficulties seeing what contributions they really make. So two sides to the same argument.
Yeah, so if we take that same like scenario to like today's, in today's context, like we take off like the drowning children and stuff, if you use Waze, let's say Waze gamifies its system, so when you want to go from point A to point B, it tells you how to get there.
Yeah.
If they went wrong and they made it a game, then it would be like, you can get from point A to point B if you reach first.
Right.
So it's like, okay, 10 people are, 10 people are getting to point B with you. See if you can get there before 9 of them. Mm-hmm. That's a gamification gone wrong.
Also, so is China's social credit score system.
Yeah.
In our argument, anyway. Right, we're going to have to wrap up, ladies and gents. Let us know what you think. Gamification, does it help or hurt a business? Let us know. You can get us on Twitter at BFM Radio or on Instagram at BFM Radio. There's a poll running there. If you want to discuss the topic, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. When we come back, we'll be talking about, will people ever overcome their disgust of lab-grown meat, here on Enterprise Biz Bites on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.